Good morning. It's what time is it? It's late. It is the 19th of August. It is 10:44 a.m. Still morning, but just count down to lunchtime. I just had breakfast. Yesterday was the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Writer of the Year Forum, where the three finalists for Writer of the Year and Independent Writer of the Year were doing a presentation at the Tattered Cover on Colfax in Denver. It was very well attended, I have to say. 35, 40 people. Susan Spann, who was last year's Writer of the Year, flew in from wherever she is, California somewhere. It's not San Francisco, I don't think it was San Diego. Might have been. Anyway, she flew in yesterday just to do the event, which is cool. And she asked us questions. She kept the conversations going. We could have used a timer.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Could use a little ding timer to let people know when they had gone over their time. Started around 7. We got out of there around 9:05. It was an hour and something getting home. It was an hour for me to unwind. So it was after 11 before we went to bed. And I slept in this morning rather late. Got some breakfast, got some coffee. And then, I was going to say, no, it's too late, it's too hot. And I realized the temperature's only 68 degrees. And when I started, it was mostly cloudy. Unfortunately, the clouds are burning off. And unless I get a break on some cloud action here, by the time I get to the eastern reach, it's going to be broiling on that sidewalk. Nice and cool here. It's in the shade. Got a little breeze blowing. It was a good event. I enjoyed it. I had fun. It's always fun to talk with readers. Most of the people who were there were Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer people. They were, for the most part, writers. There was a few readers in the group. And it will probably show up on a podcast. Mark Stevens, who does the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers podcast, had his recorder on the table. And so we'll probably be able to find that. When I find it, when it shows up, I'll make a note. People can find it and listen to it. You don't have to be a member to read the blog or listen to the podcast. So yesterday, well, I spent most of the day prepping to go down to Denver, going through all the boxes of books that I have, finding all the little bits and pieces of inventory that have been tucked away. And today or tomorrow, I need to write an order to Create Space, because I've promised Nina Els a few sets of books, and I will make sure that I get one for David Daniel. I'm sorry. I remembered your name yesterday, and I can't remember it today. One of the fans who has been writing to me to get a complete set signed and shipped to him. And I've been sort of messing around and haven't gotten the books together, which I did yesterday. I also bought a hand truck. I am so tired of lugging cases of books in and out of venues. And lugging them in isn't too bad, because there's always the hope that you might sell them. And the reality is no. No. There's always the hope you might sell them, but the reality is no. I took 25 books down last night, because that's what they asked for, was 25 books. So I took 25 books down. They only will put up 12. And we sold 2. It's like, really? Seriously? Now, the trad people had books there, of course, because they were able to order those through their publisher, and they'll have return privileges. And the truth is, I didn't sell any more than I did, at least based on the number of people who came up for signing after the event, which is one of the perks. Buy the book, get it signed. I had one person sign, Corinna Flynn, who is the coordinator for the con this year, Colorado Gold, which happens in 3 weeks, the weekend of the 9th. So 9-10, I'll be home, coming home on the 11th. And I've got some stuff to do. I've got things to, I'm going to do a birds of a feather session. I'm going to do, it's my first time at Colorado Gold, so I get to go to the newbie sessions. It's not my first time at a con, that's the thing. But it is my first time at Colorado Gold. So I get to attend. Get to go to the luncheon, meet all the new guys. That's at noon, so I have to be there early on Friday. My session on Field Guide to Amazon is 8 o'clock Saturday morning. So that'll weed out a few people. That'll take care of the people who are sort of interested but don't want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to attend a panel. But I don't know, it'll be different. I'm used to going to con panels where people are up until 4 a.m. and the panels don't start until 10. So we'll see. Yep, it's hot. Wow. I've turned east. In fact, here I am at the monk boat. There's a little bit of cloud protection, but not a whole lot. Of course, the UV rays come right through the cloud, so it doesn't really matter for that. I have to get back because I didn't put on sunscreen, and it is rather late in the morning. So at some point, I need to find, I'm in the manuscript for To Fire Call, and I think I mentioned the other day, it isn't exactly going where I thought it was going to go, and I don't know how much of it I'm going to keep, but the story is percolating along. People are doing things. Stuff is happening. It's not the stuff that one might have expected, but stuff is happening. So as long as stuff is happening, I will keep writing what happens next. Ah. Yeah, that's what I get for staying up late. I'm just dragging. My butt is just barely crawling this morning. Still a nice little breeze. It is, the sun is hot, and I'm wearing black jeans and a dark shirt. Breeze feels great. Jet up there somewhere. All the times I've flown into and out of DIA, I have yet to spot a Greeley with any degree of confidence. from the air. And you would think it would stand out like a sore thumb, and I know we're on one of the flight paths, probably the north-south runway. And of course, part of the time we land from the south, so we don't come over here. But a lot of time we come in from the north. I've yet to actually be able to look out the window and see Greeley. At the speed those jets go, it would only be a matter of, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes. Well, maybe a little longer than that. At 200 miles an hour, it would be about a quarter of that, because we're about 50 miles north of the runway. So 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, somewhere in there, before landing. Whew. Dang, that's hot. I'm picking up the pace because I'm hot. I need some water, which probably means I need to fill the Brita. I'm the guilty one today. I pretty much drained it when I was headed south yesterday and then didn't take the time to refill it. Well, there's more leaf change. Some of these crabapple trees by the park have got just the odd leaf here and there turning. That tree has little crabapples on it. Wasn't exactly the flowering crab, I don't think that they got the right tree. There's a mountain ash that's got some leaves changing. Tis the season. Oh, looking up the street, there's more of them now. This is just what, since yesterday, the day before? Change is coming. Winter is coming. Wow. And here I am at the back gate. Hot, a little bit breathless, but I'm here. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.